Do psilocybin and SSRIs work the same way? No, they may be near opposite strategies that happen to share the serotonin system. SSRIs block serotonin reuptake so it lingers in the synapse. Taken daily for weeks, they gradually dampen the brain's reactivity, which is why they can blunt both pain and pleasure. Psilocybin instead strongly and briefly activates the 5-HT2A receptor, driving a burst of neuroplasticity and an intense conscious experience, typically in one or two sessions rather than every day. In the only head-to-head trial, they tied on the primary measure, but most secondary measures favored psilocybin, and the SSRI arm reported more emotional blunting and sexual dysfunction. Carhart-Harris et al., NEJM 2021. Different tools, not a knockout. Ask the internet whether magic mushrooms beat antidepressants and you get two religions shouting past each other. The truth lives in the details. One clinical trial that actually pitted them against each other, and a pile of neuroscience explaining why two drugs that both touch serotonin can feel like opposites. SSRIs are the most prescribed psychiatric medicines on Earth, taken by hundreds of millions of people. Psilocybin is a Schedule I compound just now finishing late-stage trials. Comparing them fairly means being honest about what each one is genuinely good at and where the hype outruns the data. The one time they were tested head-to-head. For all the noise, psilocybin and an SSRI have been directly compared in a rigorous trial exactly once. In 2021, Robin Carhart-Harris and colleagues at Imperial College London ran a double-blind randomized phase 2 trial in 59 people with moderate to severe depression. One group received two 25-milliliter doses of psilocybin 3 weeks apart, plus daily placebo capsules. The other took the SSRI escitalopram daily for 6 weeks, plus two 1-milligram psilocybin doses too low to do much. Crucially, both groups got the same intensive psychological support. It was, in effect, psilocybin therapy versus SSRI plus therapy, Carhart-Harris et al. Tansch, NEJM 2021. The headline results surprised people on both sides. On the study's pre-registered primary outcome, the change in a depression score called the QIDS-SR16, the two treatments did not differ significantly, roughly an 8-point drop for psilocybin versus 6 for escitalopram, a gap that could have been chance. By that single yardstick, it was a tie. But the study measured many other things, and on the great majority of them, remission rates, response rates, anxiety, well-being, work, and social function, the numbers leaned toward psilocybin. Remission was about twice as common in the psilocybin group, roughly 57% versus 28%. The authors were careful. Because the primary measure was the tie, the trial cannot claim psilocybin is superior, but it also cannot be read as they're the same. Two opposite strategies in the same system. Here is the paradox that makes this comparison fascinating. Both drugs act on serotonin, yet they use it in nearly opposite ways. An SSRI, a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, blocks the pump that clears serotonin out of the synapse. Serotonin therefore lingers and accumulates, bathing a broad range of receptors continuously. The brain responds slowly over weeks, partly by downregulating and desensitizing some of those receptors. The net effect for many people is a lowering of the gain on emotional reactivity. The lows get less crushing, and sometimes the highs get quieter too. It is a strategy of steady dampening. Psilocybin does almost the reverse. Its active form binds with high efficacy to one receptor in particular, the 5-HT2A receptor, and switches it strongly on for a few hours. That single intense pulse of activation drives a surge of cortical excitation, the dissolution of the brain's normal default mode networks, and a burst of structural plasticity. New dendritic spines and synapses through the BDNF-TARC-BMTOR growth cascade. Rather than turning the volume down over months, it appears to briefly throw the system into a wide-open, malleable state and let a guided experience do the work. UTW psilocybin mushroom treats, tempo and dose, daily maintenance versus single window. The clocks could not be more different. SSRIs are a maintenance medicine. Taken every day, they typically take 2 to 6 weeks to work, and most guidelines suggest staying on them for months after recovery to prevent relapse. Stopping can bring discontinuation effects, psilocybin in the trials is an event. One or two supervised sessions with benefits that can appear within days, and in some studies, persist for weeks or months afterward without continued dosing. This is why psilocybin is described as a candidate rapid-acting treatment, the same category as ketamine, while SSRIs are the slow, durable workhorses. Neither tempo is inherently better. They suit different problems. Emotional blunting versus emotional opening. This is where patients often feel the difference most. Because SSRIs dampen reactivity, a well-known trade-off is emotional blunting, a flattening of feeling that many people accept in exchange for relief but that others dislike. Along with sexual dysfunction, one of the most common reasons people stop taking them. In the head-to-head trial, the escitalopram group reported more reduced emotional responsiveness and more sexual dysfunction than the psilocybin group, Carhart, Harris, et al., 2021. Psilocybin's reported profile is closer to the opposite, an intense, often emotional, and meaning-laden experience, with people describing feeling more connected rather than less. That contrast, dampening versus opening, may be the single clearest way to hold the two apart. It is also why psilocybin's effects depend so heavily on the experience itself and its integration in a way a daily pill does not. Join the UTW sacrament, the oldest prayer, remembered, the gentle dissolving of the self into light, held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first, a free live weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation, what SSRIs still do better. It would be dishonest to let the mystique of psychedelics erase the SSRIs' real strengths. SSRIs are supported by decades of large trials across depression, several anxiety disorders, OCD, and more. They are cheap, legal, and available from any clinician without the need for a screened, supervised, hours-long session and a trained therapist. Their safety profile is well-characterized, they can be taken at home, and they are genuinely life-changing, sometimes life-saving, for a great many people. Psilocybin, by contrast, is still investigational and Schedule Y in most countries. Its trials are small and short, it is resource-intensive, and it carries risks that rule out some patients entirely, including those with a personal or family history of psychosis or bipolar disorder. A fair comparison keeps both columns honest. The honest limits of the comparison. A few caveats keep this grounded. The head-to-head trial was small, 59 people in short, 6 weeks. Its primary result was a tie, and the escitalopram arm may have been slightly underdosed and undertimed for an SSRI's full effect. Psilocybin's blinding is notoriously hard. People usually know whether they took a psychedelic, which can inflate reported benefits. And crucially, everyone in that trial received expert psychological support. So it does not tell us how psilocybin compares to an SSRI taken alone with no therapy. What the study does establish is narrower but still meaningful. Under supportive conditions, two supervised psilocybin sessions performed at least as well as 6 weeks of a leading SSRI, with a friendlier side effect profile. Enough to justify the larger trials now underway, not enough to crown a winner. The honest bottom line, psilocybin versus SSRIs is not a title fight. It is a comparison of two genuinely different tools that happen to share a chemical neighborhood. SSRIs raise serotonin gently and continuously, and over weeks they turn down the gain on distress. Reliable, accessible, well-evidenced, at the cost of some emotional and sexual flattening. Psilocybin flips one receptor hard and briefly, and appears to open a window of plasticity around an intense guided experience. Fast, potent, meaning-laden, but investigational, resource-heavy, and not for everyone. In the one time they met, they tied on the main measure while psilocybin edged most of the rest. The useful question is not which is better, but better for whom, under what conditions, and at what cost. And answering that for any individual is a job for a qualified clinician, not a headline. UTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Do not start, stop, or change any medication, including antidepressants, without consulting your prescriber. Stopping an SSRI abruptly can be harmful. Psilocybin remains a controlled substance in most countries and is studied under medical supervision with careful screening. If you are struggling with your mental health, please reach out to a qualified professional or, in the U.S., Call or text 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.